But anyway, I graduated in 38, and then I knocked around, and then I had my first experiences of really being Jewish. I tried to get a job, and I went to an agency down around the Wall Street area, and I was with an Italian, he was Catholic, and everybody was sent out for jobs but the Catholic and the Jewish boy. So it was our first, you know, taste of discrimination. But anyway, I knocked around, I took little jobs here and there. And one day I got a letter from my friend in West Virginia. Come down to, you're not working, come down to Princeton, West Virginia, near Bluefield, that's on the Virginia border. And I worked in a furniture store. I never had any experience, but he said, you'll learn. And I did, and I worked in a furniture store in a coal mining district.
Were you selling furniture?
I sold furniture. And I want to tell you, the nicest people were the coal miners. And they were really taken advantage of. I remember John L. Lewis was their guard, because I remember stories they told me. They would have to dig load two tons of coal to get paid for one, because the operators told them that there was slag, there was dirt in there, and that didn't make any sense to the operators, so they had to dig 2 tons to get paid for one. And after John L. Lewis organized them, they made $6 an hour, which was pretty good money in those days. And it was really, and I enjoyed, you know, my stay down in West Virginia.
So that was after 1938?
That was, you know, 1940, 41. And I had registered for the draft, you know.
Before we move on, I just want to ask you if you remember specifically things during the Great Depression.
Oh, and, that moved me quite a bit. I remember, I tell them I joined the Young Socialist, the Yipsils they were called, the Young Socialist People's League, because what I saw, I remember I slept in my front porch, we called it, and at night I could hear men going, digging through our garbage pail for food. And I remember the long lines of the apple being sold on the corner. And
did it affect your family directly?
Not my, my father was a carpenter and a glazier and a locksmith, mostly a glazier. And he was a hard-working man, he worked. And he had a store and he was an honest guy, so everybody in the neighborhood, and they were all non-Jews mostly, mm-hmm. You know, we weren't discriminated in the immediate area. But, I was called a Christ killer more than once in my lifetime.